Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning. Welcome, Taylor family and Taylor Nation. We are so glad you decided to join us through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. We are so happy you tuned in with us this morning. Hey, I'm going to ask you to put down that coffee, put down those pancakes, put that fork down for a minute, and join me just a minute to lift the name of the Lord, just to shake off the week's events, just to shake off what happened on your way here this morning. I just want you to stand on your feet for just a moment and give him some praise that he is due this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name this morning. We give you all glory this morning, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to raise us up this morning, Lord, to give us to draw breath that we could bless your holy name this morning. If you think it not robbery, just cry out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We bless and praise your holy name this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord, with bowed head and humble heart, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. You didn't have to, Lord, but you did. Hallelujah. And we give you glory this morning for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you sit high and you look low, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you loved us when we didn't love ourselves, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you before time began itself, Lord, that you were. We thank you that before time began, Lord, that you made provision for us. You thought about us, Lord. Hallelujah. And you made a way. You made a way in the form of your son, Jesus Christ, who came and died on a cross for us, Lord. The blameless, the spotless Lamb of God, Lord. And we thank you this morning that you loved us that much. Hallelujah. We give you all glory this morning, Lord. We ask you to walk through the hospitals this morning for the sick and afflicted this morning, Lord. Touch them, Lord, with your healing finger, Lord. Comfort families, Lord, who are bereaved, those that are members of Taylor, Lord, and all around the world. So many have lost loved ones, Lord, this year and a half, Lord. We ask you to comfort them, Lord, and we give you glory because we know you're able, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, Lord. We just give you glory this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let the train of your robe fill this temple and every temple across the world, Lord, that calls upon your name. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to make a way, make provisions, Lord, for those who are out in these elements this morning, Lord. A warm shelter, some food to eat, a warm coat, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to build us up, Lord, where we're torn down, Lord. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Help us to walk in your marvelous light this morning, Lord. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' precious and mighty name, I pray this morning. Amen. 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 This morning, our scripture can be found in Job 37:1-5. I'll give you a moment. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. If you're in the tabernacle and you need a Bible, that's going to be Job 37:1-5. Hey, and as I hear my own phone alarm going off, I'm going to remind you, if you're in the tabernacle, to please turn your phone down or off. But that is my alarm going off, and I do apologize to those in the tabernacle. Amen. 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 Let's go to the Word of God. Job 37:1-5. My heart pounds as I think of this. It trembles within me. Listen carefully to the thunder of God's voice as it rolls from his mouth. it rolls across the heavens, and his lightning flashes in every direction. Then comes the roaring of the thunder, the tremendous voice of his majesty. He does not restrain it when he speaks. God's voice is glorious in the thunder. We can't even imagine the greatness of his power. Amen. Amen. I want you to think on that this morning. As our praise team comes up, we want to think on the greatness of God. Think on his power. You cannot imagine the greatness of God's power. Think how he has sustained us these 20 plus months. Think how he has raised many of us off our sick beds in this year and a half. Whether it be COVID or heart attack or asthma or whatever it is, we give him glory this morning because he is God. Our feeble minds think of God and we try to put him in a small box for our use. But God is so much more than we can ever imagine or think. The half has not been told. And we don't even know the half. We don't even know the half of who and what God is. For that purpose, he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy this morning, church. He is worthy this morning, those in the audience, because he thought enough this morning to wake you up. And if he woke you up this morning, he is worthy of your glory and your praise. He is worthy that for these few moments, you put whatever it is you have down and give him glory. Give him full attention to the word of God as it is brought to us. He is worthy this morning, Lord, as we lift the voice, as the voices come to sing for us this morning and to edify him. He is worthy that we clap our hands and pat our feet. He is worthy this morning, church. He is worthy this morning, church. I want you to understand that. I want you to get it down in your spirit. He is worthy this morning. He is due all praise, all honor, and all glory. Simply because. Not because he got you that new car, that beautiful home. But simply because he is God. He is our everything. At least he should be your absolute everything. Your all and all. The first person you call in the morning and the last person you give glory and honor to at night. He is God. Remember that. Let's try to put that in our heart and our spirit today. Let's try to move on today as we remember that God is God all by himself. Amen. After our praise and worship team, the next voice you will hear will be that of our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford.
Hallelujah, Taylor. Good morning, Tabernacle. As Sister Barbara said, our God is great. He's the greatest name, the greatest being, the greatest power that we will ever experience, the greatest power that will ever exist. And this song is really simple. It's a simple hymn. And it just says, how great is our God. Hallelujah. So I ask that you please stand up and help us sing this song as you see it's only two of us. Hallelujah. Come on, Taylor.
How great is our God?
Sing with me.
Sing with me. How great is our God?
And oversee.
Oversee. How great.
How great is he?
How great is our God?
Come on, Taylor. You sound beautiful. Sing it a little louder. How great.
How great is our God?
Sing with me how great. Sing with us, Teller.
Is our God.
And oversee how great he is.
Oversee how great.
How great.
How great.
Is our God.
Is our God.
And that's what it says. You're the name above all names. Hallelujah. Sing.
You're the name above all names.
You are worthy.
Worthy of our praise.
And my heart will sing.
How great
is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, tell you sound beautiful. Sing.
You're the name above all.
Tabernacle song, we didn't take it higher.
Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
You're
the name above all names.
You are so worthy. Never be defeated. Hallelujah. We'll never be defeated because God is great and God is on our side. We know that everything works for the good. Everything works for the good of those who love the Lord. Hallelujah. And I love Jesus. Hallelujah. This next song just says,
and because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated.
Tell me, saying that.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never,
never be defeated.
Never be defeated. And because God,
and because God
is the greatest power,
we shall never,
never be defeated.
And
because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated.
The next part that goes like this.
I will go, I will be, I will walk in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me.
I'm going to say that one more time.
I will go, I will be, I will go in victory. No weapon for against me will ever overtake me.
And because God,
and because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated.
And because God
is the greatest power, we shall never,
never be defeated.
And because God
is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
And because God,
come on, make that a declaration.
Is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Next part is really simple, just go like this.
And the devil is a liar. God is exalted. Never be defeated. Never be defeated. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. Never be defeated. Never be defeated. That was a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted, never be defeated,
never be defeated,
never be defeated. The devil is a liar,
God is
exalted, never be defeated,
never be defeated,
never be defeated,
never be defeated.
The devil is a liar. God is exalted.
Never
be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
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 I shall never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
No matter what happens.
Never be defeated.
I shall never be defeated.
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 Never be defeated.
Sing, the devil is a liar. God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Say, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, the devil is a liar.
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 God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Say, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Say, God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
I shall never be defeated.
I shall never be defeated.
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 I shall never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated. Come on, say the devil. And the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Say, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say, the devil is a liar.
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 Good morning, and God bless you. Welcome to all of you that are here today in the sanctuary. Thank God for our extended family that is joining us virtually on YouTube and Facebook Live. We thank God because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. I'm going to invite you to turn with me in your Bibles this morning to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. We'll look after verses 12 through 16. And we will also add to the witness out of Luke, the 1st chapter, verse 28. Again, this morning, I'm going to be preaching out of the New Testament, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. And I'm going to add to the witness out of the Gospel of St. Luke, the very first chapter. And I'm going to read verses 26 through 28. How about that? Amen. Is that fair enough? If you have it, I know I just told you to sit down. I should have kept you standing a little, but at least you got a little break, right? At least you got a little rest. But I am going to invite you to stand with me as we read out of the Word of God. I'm also going to invite those of you that are joining us virtually, if you too would join us in honoring the Word of God. So even as you have your Bibles at home or your iPhone or iTablet, wherever you are this Sunday morning, I'm going to ask that you would stand. Not only that we might hear and honor the Word of God, but that we might hear it and have clarity. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and 12, it says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rather rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters." Now that's the Word of God. Okay? 16, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner." Amen. Let's go to the Gospel of St. Luke and just add to the witness. Very familiar passage of Scripture, especially during this time of year as we approach the holidays. I'm just going to begin at verse 26. It says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin who was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" Amen. And what I want to do this morning is I just want to hang this message, if you will, around the phrase blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Shall we pray? Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would fall fresh once again this morning. Cause this place to be filled not only with your presence, but with the aroma of praise that surrounds the throne of God. Cause us to be transported out of this physical structure and out of this earthly dwelling. And cause our spirits to be lifted upwards and to come into the presence of the living God himself. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would amplify the word of God, both in the preacher and in the hearer, that the word of God might find fresh and good soil in our hearts, that it might challenge our minds and reinvigorate us to commit ourselves to the cause of Christ, that we might live for him and to give him the honor and glory that is due his name. So Holy Spirit, do for us which we cannot do for ourselves. Stir us again unto godliness, holiness, and good works. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen. Amen. Amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. I recall walking into church one Sunday morning, and a lady walked in with me. She happened to see one of her friends and proceeded to go up and greet her. The exchange went something like this. One lady said, "Good morning. How are you?" The other lady replied, "I am blessed and highly favored." You may have heard similar greetings like this in your church. You may have even heard them. You may have even used that phrase yourself. Regardless of whether you have used it or not, there is a question that needs to be asked. That is, what does it mean to be blessed and highly favored? I'll say this before we get into the sermon. The answer may surprise you. The answer may surprise you. For those of you that are historians, when the city of Rome burned, the Romans believed that their emperor, Nero, had set the city on fire intentionally. And they assumed this because Nero had an incredible lust to build. And in order to build more, he had to destroy what was already built. The Romans were totally devastated by this. Their culture, in a sense, went down in flames along with the city itself. All the religious elements of their life were destroyed. Their temples, their shrines, and even their household idols were burned in the fire. This had great religious implications because it made them believe that their deities, their false god, had been unable to deal with this conflagration and were also victims of it. The Romans were homeless and the Romans were helpless. Their men had been killed and they were filled with bitter resentment. And so Nero realized this and realized that he had to redirect their hostility. The emperor's chosen scapegoat were the Christians. And he chose them because they were already hated because of their close association with the Jews. And so Nero made this decision and started spreading this rumor. Nero spread the word quickly that the Christians had set fire to the city of Rome. And as a result, a vicious 200-year persecution against Christians was set in motion. Thus, the Apostle Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote this epistle to strengthen and encourage Christians throughout the Roman Empire. Since the Christians were suffering from escalating persecution, the purpose of this epistle was to teach them how to live victoriously in the midst of that hostility, without losing hope, without becoming bitter, all while trusting in the Lord and looking forward to the second coming of Christ himself. So let me answer the question that I started the sermon with. To be blessed and highly favored means to suffer for the glory of God himself. Okay? That's what it means. To be blessed and highly favored means to suffer for the glory of God himself. And might I remind you, this is not the focus of this sermon, but might I remind you that Mary, while being called blessed and highly favored, lived a suffering life. Mary lived a suffering in life that one day while Jesus was preaching, and she along with her family came to where he was to hear him, and possibly to have dinner or lunch with him. When Jesus heard that they were outside, that his mother and his brothers were outside, Jesus ignored the message, looked to his surrounding congregation and said, "These are my mothers. These are my brothers." But yet she was blessed and highly favored. Might I remind you, it was Mary who suffered probably the worst thing any mother could suffer in seeing her son die before she did. At the age of 33, she was an eyewitness to the crucifixion of her own son. Yet the Bible tells us she was blessed and highly favored. I'm trying to get you to get what it means. So here it is. Let's turn our attention to the text that is before us. It says here, even before I give you that, here it is. Peter, in this epistle, in these short verses, he gives us four attitudes that are necessary to be triumphant in suffering for God's glory. And here they are. You need to write them down. The first thing you need to do is to expect it, okay? To be blessed and highly favored means to suffer for God. The first attitude you must have is that you must expect to suffer. The second thing you must have is you must learn to rejoice in it. You must learn to rejoice in suffering for the glory of God. Thirdly, you must learn to receive glory from it. You must learn to receive glory from it. And then our fourth and final attitude that you must have, that you must realize that you have to give glory to God. Okay? You must expect it. You must rejoice in it. You must receive glory from it, and you must give glory unto God. Amen? Okay, here we go. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. As Christians, we must come to grips with the fact that the life of Christianity is a suffering way. John 16:33 says, "In this world ye will have trouble, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." We must expect that if we live for Christ, we will suffer just like Christ did. Amen. Can I get a witness? Come on. This is what it means to be blessed and highly favored. I want to lay this down for you so the next time that phrase so easily rolls off of your tongue, did you have a clear understanding of what you are saying and what you are to be believing in your heart? To be blessed and highly favored means to suffer for the glory of God. And therefore, as believers, we have to get comfortable with expecting trouble to come our way. Paul says, "Beloved, do not think it strange." Why am I going? The question is not, why am I going through this? The question is, what is it that God is trying to get out of me? What is it that this trouble or these trials are going to produce in my life that is going to cause God to receive glory and honor? Are you with me this Sunday? Here it is. Verse 13 says, "But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." So not only are you to expect trouble, Peter tells us that we also ought to rejoice over the trouble, right? The Christian who suffers for God's glory is a partner in the same kind of suffering that Jesus himself endured. The Christian who is persecuted for righteousness in this life will have overflowing joy in the future because of their great reward. I'm going to bring to you Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 22, that says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Blessed are ye when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." Then it says, "Rejoice in that day," why? "And leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers also unto the prophets." Not only the prophets of old, but the greatest prophet, Jesus Christ himself. Look what he says. He says, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy." Okay? For all of you that are blessed and highly favored, our assignment is not to praise God after we come out, but our assignment is to thank God that trouble has come our way. Trouble coming your way is a sign that the blood of Jesus has been applied to your heart. The fact that trouble finds you, the fact that trouble knows your address, the fact that trouble has your Facebook page, if you're living right, is nothing more than a sign that the glory of God is with you. And so Peter says, "Beloved, you ought to rejoice when this happens because it is a sign that Christ is living in you." And because Christ is living in you and people are able to see Christ, now trouble has found you out. Look at your neighbor and say, "You got to learn to rejoice in it. You got to expect trouble to find you. And then when it catches you, you've got to learn to rejoice and not complain." Too many people have it wrong. When trouble comes, they complain or get upset or get bitter or have resentment develop in their heart. But the true Christian, having the Word of God hid in their heart, realizes that is the very time that we ought to rejoice and give God praise. Here it is, verse 14. So we expect it. We rejoice over it. And now here we are in verse 14. He says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, get this, blessed are you. Are you with me? Hey, get this. For the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. So, the punchline to it is don't wait to praise God after the storm, but we need to learn to praise God in the middle of the storm. And here it is, because if you learn to praise God while in the storm, here it is, then you can receive glory from the storm. This is where I wish I had a real church. Y'all missed it. You missed it. Look what he says. He says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, look what he says, blessed are you. Right? Because you're now suffering persecution because of Christ living in your life, the Spirit of God says, blessed are you. And this is the kicker. For the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. So when you begin to suffer and go through the storm and can gather yourself, steady yourself and say, I'm not going to give in or give out, but instead I'm going to give God the praise. It is then that the Spirit of glory comes down from above and begins to rest on the believer. So it's when we give God the praise for trouble, trials, and tribulations that we receive a special glory from above. The Spirit of the living God comes down upon us, even as it came down on Mary, and it gives us a special glory. Look at somebody and say, I got glory on me this morning. Yeah, I brought glory with me. I didn't know what kind of church this was, so I couldn't wait to see if y'all would give him the glory. So I brought glory with me. Glory came in the form of trouble. Glory came in the form of a setback, but it produced glory in my life. Look at somebody. Look, 2 Corinthians, here it is. Paul says, for our light afflictions, which are for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. These light troubles, these small time problems, they may look big. They may feel pressurous, but the Bible says they are light when compared to the glory that shall be revealed. It cannot, it shall not compare to the glory that comes from the Father. Somebody shout yes. God wants to give you his glory. Here it is. Anytime you receive glory from God, it is your responsibility to give that glory right back to God. I wish I had a real church this Sunday. Anytime you receive glory, it's your job, my job, to give that glory back unto God. Look at somebody and say, give the Lord glory. Give the Lord glory. Come on, give the Lord glory. give the Lord glory. Give the Lord glory. Woo! Yes. Thank God for His glory. Thank God for His Spirit. Now I can give Him glory. Now I can give Him a real praise. The glory, the glory, the glory of God is upon me now. Yes. So the real question, are you blessed and highly favored? If you are, you got to tell people, don't look at my coat. Don't look at my car. Don't look at my house. But I want you to see the glory that is on me now. And that same glory, I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back under God. So if you're really blessed and highly favored, you ought to give God the very best praise. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Woo! Where are the blessed? Where are the highly favored of the Lord? I dare you to give God the glory. I dare you to give God the praise. I double dare you. Woo! My. I don't know about you, but I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the praise. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give God the glory.
Church, let's lift His name up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Yeah, give Him some glory this morning. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Good morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, if you find yourself blessed and highly favored this morning and you don't know our Savior, we invite you today to learn of our Lord Jesus Christ and to accept Him as your personal Savior. You can simply read this simple prayer. You can simply say, I'm sorry, this simple prayer. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that His shed blood, death, and resurrection provided me with forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. If you said that prayer, we believe that you are born again. We invite you to get into a Bible-based church, whether it's Taylor Tabernacle or some other house of the Lord. If you've accepted Christ today, we invite you to visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and touch the contact tab on that page, and set, touch the tab that I am interested in becoming a Christian and learning more. And give us a short message and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Someone from this ministry will contact you as soon as possible to help you take the next step on your Christian journey. Amen. 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 If you have a prayer request today, we invite you to join that to visit that same website, www.taylortabernacle.com. And hit the prayer request tab, or you may call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave us a voicemail or a message. And again, someone from this ministry will get back to you to pray with you and for you. It is our work, it is our life's goal here at the Tabernacle to help each and every person, whether sinner or saint. Amen. 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 Hey, we're going to transition and we're going to go into our offering time here at the Tabernacle. I hear crickets. I really do. It is offering time at the Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Let's give unto the Lord that which he has given unto us. Amen. Amen. You can give at the Tabernacle either of three ways. You can text Taylor 61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link as to how you can contribute to this ministry. You can also go onto our website once again, www.taylortabernacle.com/giving, and follow those instructions. Or you can mail it in to us, Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Please check or money order. Do not send cash through the U.S. mail. Amen. And if you're gathered in the sanctuary today, to my right in the window, you will see two boxes, one for tithes and offering and one for our pastor. Amen. Amen. We just bless the Lord today. We thank him for a mighty time. Hey, don't remember, if you are blessed and highly favored, give him some glory this week. When trouble comes your way, give him some glory this week. Amen. We're going to have our Deaconess Helena Weitz to come up and give us our announcements. And immediately following that, the last voice you will hear will be our pastor, Jonathan Ford. Amen.
Good morning. Our announcements will be as follows. When you decide to join us in person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind so that you can plan your transportation accordingly. Funeral arrangements for Miss Gloria Lyons are as follows. Viewing 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Services will be Tuesday, November 16th, 2021 at 11 a.m. at the Oxford Presbyterian Church, which is located at 8501 Stinton Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19159. Please keep them in prayer. Asking Taylor to pray for our sister Keosha Andrews and family on the passing of her mother. Services are private. Thursday, November 18th and Thursday, December 16th at 10 through 12 p.m., our closet pop-up shop, free clothing to Philadelphians in need. No form to fill out, no requirements, all degrees of need welcome. Location, Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral, 23 South 38th Street, Philadelphia. Proof of vaccination required and masks must be worn. First come, first serve basis, 10 item limit, adult clothing only. On Sunday, November 21st, it will be Family and Friends Day at the Taylor Taylor. The pastor will be Jeffrey Gibbs Jr. of the Encounter Church of Charlotte, North Carolina. He will be our guest preacher for morning service. There is a paid internship from the Philadelphia Water Department, and they are looking for a spring 2022 landscape design team intern. This is a paid internship position for January 17th through May 20th, 2022. Applications are due no later than Friday, December 3rd, 2021. The position type is a part-time internship, and this position is available for actively enrolled students only. The term will be from January 17th through May 20th, 2022. Qualifications, coursework or equivalent experience in plant identification and horticulture. You may apply at www.water.phila.gov/jobs/. Thank you for listening to our announcements. Please keep them in mind, and please keep our families in prayer. Now we'll turn it back over to our pastor.
Sunday, we thank God for your being here with us. We got you. You want to do it? Ah, you made all that commotion. I'm like, all right, Christine's going to do it. No, but I got it. On next Sunday, not only is it our Family and Friends Day, but next Sunday is also our YLE Sunday for our Young Life Experience and for all of our young people. What a wonderful joy it is this Sunday morning to see so many of our young people back in church. What a joy. You don't know how much your presence encourages me as your pastor. So on next Sunday, immediately following the worship experience, we're going to have a YLE event upstairs on the second floor. So we're really encouraging all of our young people to be out. Parents, if you could help us and bring them out for next Sunday, we've got a lot of games, a lot of fun activities that are planned for all of our young people. So we look forward to seeing you on next Sunday. Amen. I also want to mention in regards to our Family and Friends Day, for those of you who will not be attending in person, what a great opportunity to have to host a watch party at your house, to invite a family member, a friend. Since they can't come to church, maybe they can come to your home and enjoy viewing the worship service online with you. So take advantage of that opportunity. Be creative in your evangelism, and let's do everything we can to win someone to Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we all stand? Let's all bow our heads. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all of the ages and the world without end. All of God's people shout amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's go out giving God the best praise we can. Come on, everybody, everywhere. Come on, let's put our hands together. Let's